Now, can we start this again? Sorry.
Have a sip of wine.
So, Amy, have some nutty milk.
You're listening to the Embroidery Podcast. I'm your host, Masako Newton. This episode is slightly different. Mark and I are going on a day trip to Hastings, where Becky lives. We visited some interesting spots in Hastings, and then we did this podcast recording in Becky's studio. The window was open, so sometimes you hear some noises when cars go by in the background. I hope you don't mind that. Let's get started. Today, we asked our colleague and friend, Amy Burt, to join us. Amy Burt is a hand embroidery artist and tutor based in St. Leonard's-on-Sea, East Sussex. She trained at the Royal School of Needlework on the Future Tutor Programme and has spent the last 4 years teaching the Royal School of Needlework degree course. She regularly teaches at the East Sussex College, Hastings campus. Amy previously freelanced as an embroiderer for London fashion houses such as Erdem, Ralph & Russo, and Alexander McQueen. Before joining the RSN, she spent 7 years living in Berlin, Germany, where she had her own studio creating leather accessories, as well as DJing in the underground rave scene.
Okay.
Let us begin.
Okay. So Masako and I are, this is Marg, down in Hastings, and we've taken the podcast on tour. So we're visiting Becky, and we're in her studio at the moment, and we've got the lovely Amy Burt joining us. So the four of us are chatting about Hastings and everything to do with embroidery in Hastings.
Hi from Becky.
Hi from Amy.
Welcome.
It's such a treat to have us all together in the same room.
I know.
It's always been remotely before.
It's a bit of all together.
I'm getting emotional.
And we've invited you, Amy, to share a special moment. Thanks, guys. So just to explain, Becky lives in Hastings and works in Hastings, and Amy lives just along the coast in St. Leonard, so they're very close.
It's a cool bit.
Officially the borough of Hastings.
Oh, is it?
It's in Leonard.
Yeah.
On sea.
So we're just going to talk about Hastings today and how Becky and Amy have kind of used Hastings and St. Leonard's as inspiration and that kind of thing.
Because we have a request from a listener saying that, you know, she wants to know, basically she wants to know, how did you find a particular path for your business after you moved to Hastings? And then, you know, how was yours, like a style born and things like that. So you guys can talk about
answer that in some kind of way.
So Becky, let's go to you first. So you moved to Hastings how long ago?
Nearly 10 years ago. Okay. I made it. Yeah. So I, sorry, you probably didn't finish your question.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, so after you moved to Hastings, how did it kind of influence your work and your style that you did? Did you use the local area, or did you just carry on kind of doing what you're already doing?
Masako is holding up a mackerel that I did. I think, like, after moving here, just had more room to kind of, like, I've got a studio and just had more room to kind of do my own thing. And actually, when I first moved here, I did some workshops in this studio. I mean, it's not that big, as you can see, but I would have, like, maybe 6 students just advertise little workshops locally.
So local people came?
Actually, a couple of girls from the haberdashery, in It's called Jacob's Haberdashery.
Oh, is that the one we saw?
We visited.
Yeah, yes, okay.
Yeah. Mm. So I did that a bit. I guess I'd already done teaching with my kits and things before, and just kind of, it just was just carried on doing that.
So just to explain, obviously, to people listening around the world, Hastings and St. Leonard's are on the south coast of England. And, you know, it's quite a fishing community in Hastings, would you say?
Yeah. And it's,
so, you know, historically, it's kind of a fishing area. So has that influenced, perhaps, your work?
Yeah, so I, after living here for a few years, I was doing a little workshop in a local pub called The Crown, where we've actually had lunch today. Yeah. It was delicious, thank you.
And some wine, just in case you're wondering why we're quite jolly.
And yes, I was doing a little Christmas workshop in there, and I thought, I don't want to just do any old like Christmas decoration that the students might make. So I made this little mackerel embroidery and metal threads again.
Mackerel is famous in Hastings.
Well, not
Hastings.
Particularly for Hastings, but I just remember seeing, I think there's like a mackerel season where they all come in and eat the white bait.
In the fishing
kind of
fishing
sea, can't you?
It's like the sea's boiling, and the mackerel push the white bait in. And it's usually, isn't it, because the sea's a certain temperature.
Maybe it's warm.
And then it looks like the water's boiling, and all the white bait jump onto the beach, and all the locals sit there and barbecue.
Oh, I love that.
Okay. Sorry, all the vegans out there. So.
Right. Oh yeah. No, that's really interesting.
No hooks are involved. So.
Catching them in carrier bags.
Really?
I've never witnessed it. I always miss it.
And what time of year is that?
Sort of midsummer time.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. Sort of. Right. Yeah.
I really think we should put this mackerel embroidery on the Instagram.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. Oh, I have one at home.
Oh, yes. Did you make it yourself?
No, I did not. Oh. No. So I have a Becky Hogg mackerel, which I love, and it's hanging in my kitchen.
Oh.
And I love it.
Can I have one?
Masco's on the scrounge for mackerel. So I'm going to go to Amy now. So Amy, how long have you lived in St. Leonard's?
I've only been here about a year and a half.
Okay, yeah. And why did you choose to like come to the St. Leonard's? Because you lived in London before.
I lived in London before, but I lived before that in Berlin. And in Berlin, it was a very creative community and very small. And when you like walked out the house, you'd always see someone you knew. There was always creative people around, so it was collaborated. And after studying at the RSN, I moved to Hackney, and I loved Hackney, but I kind of missed that small environment, and I was able to get a mortgage, and then I looked down here, and I knew it was a really creative town, and I just have a friend who was already here as well, and I've not looked back. It's been exactly what I wanted.
So, and you also work in the college, in Hastings?
Yeah.
So what do you do there?
So there's Hastings College, which is the East Sussex College, and I teach on, they have evening classes, and I do once a week embroidery classes for, it's like an adult leisure course really, and that's been going on for a year. I'm just about to start my second year on that. And that's really fun. So we do three courses over the year. So it's in like a beginner's embroidery, raised embroidery, and then embroidery for fashion.
Okay.
And then they got me to come in and help on the daytime part of the college. So I've been helping on the BTEC.
Excellent.
Helping the teenagers, which has been a nice change.
Okay.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Yes. And we teach lots of different types of... it's nice to teach teenagers because you've got boys as well, which I wasn't expecting on the first day. And then, these boys came in, and by the end of the day, I got them embroidering graffiti.
Excellent.
Embroidery.
Okay.
And they're like local tags. Very cool.
Good. Okay. That is really good.
Wasn't expecting that.
Has living by the sea like changed your style, or have you been influenced by living by the sea? Did you just keep your own style?
I think I haven't changed my style as such because I've been quite busy. Because it was lockdown when I moved down, and we were still I was teaching on the degree still for the RSN, and that still continued. So I've continued teaching for them 2 days a week. And then I do other teaching. So I haven't really designed anything new, okay. I have to admit, but I've been doing the old Love and Forgery magazine, and I have had some seashells.
Oh, wow. Seashells.
And then some fish in the actually, I did a fish as well. So maybe it has been.
So
yeah.
Subliminally, you have been influenced by living down by the coast.
I forgot about the seashells and the fish.
It just creeps in.
I think either of us have done a herring girl.
No,
it's going to come in.
I did draw a picture of a prawn the other day.
There we are. Yeah.
So mainly I am getting influenced. And so, I have also got an ice cream design that I always used to do.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, seaside.
It does look nice.
So I forgot to do the little stick and poke, stick and stitch patches. And I have done some seaside collection. I've done the seaside collection.
There we
are. Chips, seagull, ice cream. Can't remember. Yeah.
So it gets in anyway.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
How can it
creeps
not?
In.
Yeah. We see it every day. Yeah. The sea. So yeah.
So should we talk about? So this morning when Masco and I came down, the first place we visited was
we visited the Flower Museum in Hastings.
So so the name of the Flower Museum in Hastings.
I think it's Shirley Petal Flower Museum.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's just like not changed. I would say from the 1950s.
Yeah.
Just beautiful old wooden cabinets, isn't there? Like little drawers of. It's just like being a kid in a sweet shop.
Mm. Yes.
If you like velvet flowers.
Yes.
You know,
which we all do.
Which we do. And it's not just flowers, it's like leaves,
plastic
kind of bugs, grapes, acorns, anything you can imagine in the foliage area. Yeah.
So it was £1, so it's amazing. There's a little museum under the shop and it's £1 each, and they've got all the original cutting machines. Moulding machines, and it's amazing, and they're still used.
Yeah.
And then we spent a few pennies in the shop, didn't we?
There's lots of sort of sample boards of like how they would, you know, you can have a berry like this or like this, or you can have this leaf or this leaf. And they used to produce lots of things for Hollywood films.
They did all the flower petals for the gladiator film.
And they're still producing flowers for advertising and films now, aren't they? So
there's a lady working out the back.
She was still making things out in velvet.
And you can buy the velvet as well, silk velvet.
It's lovely, the velvet.
Like a meter or so of it.
So it's not an embroidery shop, but you can get a lot of inspiration out of that.
People will be interested, I think.
Definitely. Just in the shapes of all the leaves and the petal, individual petals that are in the stamps.
Yes.
Like the metal or iron, I guess. So.
Yeah.
Stamps. We'll put an image on
the Instagram.
All the different designs that they could stamp out. It's just amazing. And it's so tiny, isn't it? It's just like this tiny little museum
basement.
In a basement that hasn't changed for donkey's years. You know,
and
did you buy a lot in there?
Yes.
Amy's looking at me. Oh, why are you looking at me, Amy? And
I did
buy a few things. I bought some acorns and some stamens and various things just look pretty. Oh, yeah, I bought some
mushrooms.
I love mushrooms. But they don't have a website and they're not on Instagram. So you just have to kind of come to Hastings and find it.
It's on All Saints Street. So
and it's lovely
if you want to visit Hastings.
And it's
need to maybe check the opening hours.
Yeah.
I think it's like in the week maybe 12 till 4, but double check before you.
So it's kind of
travel,
it's if you're into textiles. But I've used some of the things I've bought in embroidery. The little stamens.
Do you go to the wallpaper shop as well?
No.
That's on the same street and they've got all the beautiful wallpaper when you walk up.
It's
about four doors up. And you've got you walk in, you've just got loads of different wallpaper.
How did we miss that?
Well, there's a lot of places to see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's the old kitchen shop. So.
Oh, yeah, the old kitchen shop.
With the design of fly swats.
Yeah.
There's also a lovely shop called Made in Hastings. So it's all local designers, obviously, as the name suggests. Sort of different crafts, isn't it? Some embroidery.
Do you sell your embroidery kits there?
They have a few in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard you sell your kit somewhere in Hastings as well.
I do. I sell, well, it's in St Lennox, and there's a road called King's Road.
The cool place.
The cool end. No, it's actually, I sell my book and some brooches and the stitch and stick patches. So not actually the kits.
Oh, I see.
Paisley and Friends. So if you come up at St Leonard's Warrior Square Station, it's just there on the top of the high street, which is very trendy, on the right-hand side. Lovely, colourful
from
shop.
Warrior
actually,
Square.
What I'm wearing now is from Paisley.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really nice.
Got it from the sales.
You should visit
something.
Yeah.
As you can't see, it's beautiful, like workwear jacket in, like, would you say lemon?
Acid lemon.
Yeah.
We take the photo and then put it on Instagram. We also went to, well, we walked past the old town hall, and you were telling me about the Hastings embroidery.
Yeah, so in, I think it was 1964-65, the Royal School of Needlework were commissioned by Hastings Town Council to embroider, I think it was about I might be wrong, about 70 panels.
Is it the Battle of Hastings?
Yeah, it's like the 900th anniversary of the Battle of Hastings. So it's, but the panel obviously depicts that, also sort of depicts various
historical events
through those 900 years.
It was on display in Rye last year.
That's right, yeah.
We went, didn't we? Yeah. It's a lot of applique, isn't it?
Heavily applique.
A lot of applique, yeah.
With some nice little fine details of stitching, It's, I don't know, like, did it take like a year or something?
I think it took a really long time, but there's loads of detail. I think quite a lot of people are working on it.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And, it's lovely, but it's not currently on public display.
No. It went up to like World War II. I remember seeing things about Churchill on it and stuff.
Well, I think it must have gone up to 1966.
Right.
For the anniversary. I can't remember what was that year. The World Cup or something.
There's a lot of links down here to 1066. So a lot of the companies, you've got like William the Concreter and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. My new favourite one, there's a wine shop called The Bottle of Hastings.
Oh,
I love it. You've also got an ice cream guy who's now got a place called Goat Ledge, which is very popular on the seafront. But he started off as William the Conqueror, selling ice cream cones.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. There's a lot of puns on
there. Yeah, there's a lot of links to Gen 66.
And wasn't there an art group? And what was that called?
So when I first moved here, because there seemed to be, I don't know why, a lot of illustrators live in Hastings. And I sort of joined this drawing group, you know, you just meet up casually in a pub or something. Mm. And a friend of ours called it Pen 66.
Love it!
Nice.
I remember you telling me that.
Just brilliant.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I love that. So clever.
Love that.
That's what's nice about Hastings is that as soon as you move here, I don't know what you're feeling, but there's so many sort of creative people in quite a small town. Mm. You're just inevitably gonna kind of
You've got the Hastings Creative like mailing list. They have like I've joined it. You get daily emails asking really weird questions, like usually about broken MacBooks and stuff like that. But they have like little meetups and stuff. But then you've got the Coastal Currents thing which happens once a year, and they have open studios.
Okay,
and that's happening next weekend and the weekend after. And all the studios, you know, they can have open doors and you can walk around. And there's just loads of creative people here. It's super nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Everyone sort of looks after each other, isn't it?
Yes, nice environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that going back to the Hastings embroidery, there were two panels in the town hall, which we walked past.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were both the sort of Hastings significant ones, like because Hastings is the birthplace of television.
It is, very proud.
John Logie Baird. and he is depicted in one of the panels.
That's right.
And then I think the other one's the, you know, the Battle of Hastings, obviously.
The big battle. Yeah.
You can't just kind of go in and see them. I think I remember my mother-in-law,
you have to
really
make an appointment
to go.
Mm.
And she was like, she was desperate, so phoned up. And sorry, Jane. I know you were going to be listening.
But if you make an appointment and you can see these two panels in the old town hall.
Yeah, I mean, since then they've been in that exhibition in Rye. So
okay.
Whether they've gone back to the same place, I'm not sure. So it's not really helpful.
It was about 3 years ago, wasn't it? That
yeah,
it was before pandemic.
Yeah, it was before.
Yeah. But if we talk about the Battle of Hastings, we need to talk about Bayeux tapestry.
We have a big fan right here amongst us.
So talking about the Bayeux tapestry, and someone today said to us that the Bayeux tapestry is like the biggest lie in history, because obviously it's not a tapestry. So the Bayeux tapestry is an embroidery, which we all should know. So this is the embroidery podcast, and this is completely unrelated, but this is a really personal story. My other half chatted me up by saying to me, when I said I was an embroiderer, did you know the Bayeux tapestry is really an embroidery? Which of course I did, but it's his favourite piece of art. He's a graphic designer, but his favourite piece of art is the Bayeux tapestry, which is an embroidery, and it is amazing. So at the moment, it's, I think, if I'm right, it's being conserved so that it can actually come over to this
UK,
country, to the UK. So it's actually going to go and travel.
But we don't know where yet, do we? That's
we don't know where. And also, obviously, the logistics of moving the Bayeux tapestry across the water.
So they're going to roll it, don't they? Apparently.
And
is
it's...
Sorry, Mark.
No,
go ahead. How long it was?
Is it
70
metres? It's like a 70 metres.
Yes. They've never moved it, though, have they, really?
No.
It'll be the first time they've moved it.
So, obviously, it's going to be seen by little people, but it's a massive job to move something of such historical importance.
Yeah.
And, obviously, it's a priceless piece of embroidery. It's the most famous piece of embroidery, I think. It's fantastic.
What are the stitches in it? Is it kind of like couching, or
it's a lot of kind of like a laid work. So that's when you do like very long stitches and then you would catch them down, so there's big areas of almost satin stitch and then it's laid down and then some stem stitch.
Isn't that also known as a bayeux stitch though?
Yeah, and it's very a muted palette, so it's only a few colors. Obviously they're naturally dyed threads. And I think it would be amazing for like people in the UK to see it. And I can't wait.
They think it was done by English nuns.
That's right,
yes. So the traditionally, everyone thought it was done in France, but really they think it was done by English nuns.
Yeah, and I think there's a panel missing.
Oh, I did not know that.
I think the last part.
That's right. Oh, so, you know, someone might have that in their attic. So if you're listening and you think you might have the
Robbie
priceless piece of, do get in touch. We'd be interested.
You might be sitting on a gold mine.
So, funnily enough, talking about the Bayeux tapestry, when I was an apprentice, so when I was training at Hampton Court, I was asked to, with a couple of my fellow students, to pretend that we were stitching a bit of the Bayeux tapestry. So, because we were at Hampton Court, you know, it was a perfect environment. They were like, come into the Tudor kitchens, we can set it up, you know, with flickering
candles
and... we were dressed, me, Jenny and Naomi, I think it was, were given these, like, you know, angels, the costumes.
Yes,
they kind of brought in these costumes for us to wear, which just basically looked like old curtains, just like something drapey, kind of something covering your head. And then we were all just there, just like, we weren't really stitching, but we were just like, looks a bit like that. But it was for Simon Sharma's History of Britain, which I don't know if you remember.
It's
so
that's a BBC.
BBC show, I guess, in the mid-90s or something like that. So yeah, if you scroll through to that bit, you'll see the reconstruction of the Bayeux tapestry.
I remember. And no thanks, I remember it, we were laughing. Yeah. It was funny. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Why did you have to wear a costume though?
Because you could. Because they were, you know, we were in view of, you know, the camera. We were on
reenacting.
So you were supposed to be like a nun.
A nun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yes, yes.
Which leads on nicely to my first, awareness of Royal School of Needlework was when I lived in Berlin. My brother's father-in-law sent me a documentary on embroidery, the fabric of Britain, and it was you, Mark. And I saw you embroidering, and it was what made me think, what's embroidery? And I've been doing, I call it hand sewing. I didn't even know embroidery.
That's so lovely.
Yeah, and I went on the website and it said, do you want a career in embroidery? And I thought, yes, I do. Is that
the Anglo-Saxon program?
That's right, yes. Yeah. So taught Anglo-Saxon to Dan Jones, the historian, Handmade in Britain. And so from that,
and
you're here.
And we are his friends. Yeah. Great. Right. And you taught me, I was like, oh my God, that's the one I saw on the video.
But you didn't ask me for my autograph.
Well, I was too embarrassed.
I have a similar thing, or that. When I first joined the apprenticeship, and they had a tour of the studio, and you just finished, I think.
Yeah.
You were like, you finished, you're working in the studio, I was just like, I want to be you.
Oh, Mark!
I want to be that person.
Look how much influence you have over us.
Oh, my goodness. That's so sweet.
Oh, nice.
Oh, thank you. Ooh.
That's so nice.
Got a lot of answers for Mark.
And now we're all friends. That's
exactly.
And now we're doing a podcast. That's how amazing is that?
And having wine together.
Yeah. And having wine. Yeah, we are. By the way, we've got a little bit of wine with us instead of our coffee.
It's because it's a road trip.
It's a road trip. And it's the afternoon.
It's a holiday. It's a one-day holiday.
It is, yeah.
We're at the seaside, the sunshine.
Yeah.
And this is all we do down on the seaside.
That's right.
Yeah, apparently.
I was going to say, you know, you were saying, like, has your design style developed since you moved here?
Yeah,
I guess not really. Mm. It's just kind of, I feel like I've got the space and the freedom just to
have more time
to do it. And I guess, yeah, but you, Amy, you still teach a lot.
Yeah, but I've got more time than I had because I don't do fashion work anymore. And I was coming down here, I mean, I could leave that all behind.
So, do you miss that though? Do you miss the fashion work?
Not really. Fashion work is super fun.
It?
You have lots of fun, but it's long hours. It's not really that glamorous. You're working long days, long nights. I kind of didn't really want to do that anymore. And now coming down here, I have more time to do, what I want to do. Yeah, which is nice.
Hmm. Yeah, so it's better and kind of, you've left London and you're not doing the kind of like, you can go here, do a bit of that, bit of that here, you're just...
Yeah, I couldn't do the fashion even if I wanted, it's too far away.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I think I've got that life when I'm focusing just on the embroidery, you don't have to be doing any of the other stuff, which is kind of a nice thing.
Yeah,
and it's only like, if you want to go into London, it's what, 40 minutes
pound
or 40, something
to
get into London Bridge or...
It's not too bad, You just wouldn't want to do it every day.
No.
Yeah.
Bill is also in the studio. Bill the
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, Bill is here.
He's been very quiet.
Yeah, and it's not
little
like
grumble.
But I'm sure he will say bye.
Oh. Can you say... Say it now. Say cat.
Bill, where's the cat?
Joining us today, Amy.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, it's been really good.
It's been great.
Bye from me.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed our chat. We certainly enjoyed our trip to Hastings. If you know a place that you want us to visit, please let us know. And yes, Becky told me that she got the name of the street wrong. The flower museum we mentioned in this episode is called Shirley Leaf and Petal Company, and it's on High Street, Hastings. Well, that's all for today's episode of the Embroidery Podcast. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time. Happy stitching!